6 o'clock, we'll call the meeting. May you please stand and join us for a moment of silence and then the pledge of allegiance. Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Mr. Hammond, we have a roll call, please.
Yes. Mr. DeAngelis is not here tonight due to personal matters. Mrs. Fenn?
Present.
Mr. Golub?
Present.
Mr. Hershberger?
Here.
Mr. Schraff?
Yep.
Thank you. I need a motion to approve the minutes from the July 11th, 2022 meeting.
Motion.
Thank you. Mr. Hershberger was the first. Mr. Golub was the second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yep.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. Schraff?
Yep.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes. Thank you. Treasurer's agenda, please.
As mentioned earlier, state auditors are back. They were in the office last Wednesday. They will be in tomorrow or this coming Wednesday. So they're back to being hot and heavy on the fiscal year audit for 21, which has a full year behind. They are hoping to, for lots of reasons, to have it wrapped, or at least their part, by the end of August, and hopefully a post-audit meeting with us in September. Having said that, I do have one action tonight, and it is a correction of the administrative salary schedule that we approved back in June. I hate to belly up to the bar and say I made a mistake on that original one, but I made a mistake and to correct that so that we have the correct thing going forward.
Thank you. May I have a motion? Thank you, Mr. Hershberger. And I need a second, please.
Yep.
Thank you. Mr. Hershberger was the first. Mr. Schaffrath was the second. May we have roll call, please?
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes. Thank you. Superintendent's agenda, please.
I only have one on the superintendent item. Is the hiring of Jason Bradley as a teacher aide, step 5 per OPC scale. He comes to us through Worcester. He has a behavioral background, college degree. He's going to be an aide with us, working with one of our students, assistants.
I make a motion.
Thank you. That was the first. May I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Mr. Hershberger was the first. Mr. Golub was the second. Roll call, please, Mr. Hammond.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yeah.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. Schraff?
Yep.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes. Moving on to the superintendent's consent agenda.
Motions A through K, going in order, transfer of Carissa Wiley from on the pay scale from bachelor's 150 to master's, approved the removal of Ruth Coney as a junior class advisor. She was supposed to be on there in a manner, so it was a clerical error, but we did approve her as that, so we're removing her as receiving part of the junior class advisor. Approved the hiring of Nicole Klotz as a substitute teaching aide and substitute secretary. This will be a first time in the district that Nicole's worked for us. She was a teacher last year under the old law that allowed somebody with a non-bachelor's to substitute. Approved the resignation of Christy Pandria as a girls' JV tennis coach. Approved the resignation as Christy Michaels as a permanent district sub. She did get a full-time job in another district. Approved the resignation of Allison Ward, executive assistant to the superintendent, effective July 29, 2022. Then approved the transition of Vicki DeAngelis to the superintendent effective 8-1-2022. She has 30 years in the district. She'll be moving to step on the administrative pay scale. H, upon the consideration, approved Midland Council of Governments, TCCSA, for district site fees for the 2022-2023 school year, an amount not to exceed $200,000. This is a general fund purchase. This is a yearly thing that we need to approve with TCCSA. Honestly included in that also, I believe. All right. Upon consideration of the Tri-County Educational Service Center contract for employment services for the 2022-2023 school year for the amount of $79,229.49. This is covered through general fund and the Health and Wellness Success Fund. J, approve the consideration to approve the Tri-County Educational Service, the Educational and Special Services for the 2022-2023 school year in the amount of $117,051. This is a general fund expense. And K, approve the following supplemental contracts that are listed there. Two gate workers and Bryant Signs as a JV tennis coach.
Make a motion.
Thank you. I have a first. Now I have a second, please.
Yep.
Thank you. Mr. Hershberger, Mr. Schaffrath was the second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yeah.
Mr. Schaff?
Yep.
Mr. Gullup?
Yes.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes. We have nothing listed for board discussion. I have no board members saying anything to me before the meeting. We have no new business. I asked earlier if we had anything for executive session. I was told no. Are we still at no for the executive session, folks? All right. We'll move right along then. I need a motion to adjourn, please. Pardon?
I make a motion.
Thank you. I need a second, please.
Second.
Thank you. Mr. Hershberger was the first. Mr. Golub was the second. May I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Hershberger?
Yep.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. Schrapp?
Yep.
Mrs. Fence?
Thank you, and we are adjourned at 6:06.
I have 6:07.